Ohio State's Don Scott Airport will undergo major renovations over the next 10 years, totaling about $20 million. With me to talk about how the money will be spent is Dean of the College of Engineering here at Ohio State, David Williams, who's in charge of the airport. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Debbie. Thank you for coming to speak to me.
So Don Scott Field opened in 1942. That's a very long time ago. Was there much that happened over the airport in the decades since then?
Very little, in fact. It was started, of course, to train pilots for World War II, and after the war, it continued to train pilots. Our aviation department continued to look at areas beyond training pilots, like airport management. So there were degree programs associated with the airport. And many other colleges use the airport and the land out there for studies as well.
So how extensively was it used for Ohio State students then in training?
Quite considerably, and we've had a flight training program since the 1940s, so a very long established and very successful program, and we intend, of course, to continue to build that and grow that, particularly in light of the forthcoming shortage of pilots, which many of the airlines are concerned about.
What are the goals of this renovation?
The goals of the renovation are twofold. First of all, we will replace the original 1943 terminal with a modern terminal to accommodate the growing traffic that we're seeing at the airport. And we will build a brand new flight education center to train the pilots of the future, which will involve flight simulation equipment and appropriate classrooms. And we're also in the process of upgrading the fleet of trainer aircraft in which our students learn to fly. The new hangars, the T-hangars, are actually under construction, and that will they should open in June 2017, and they will house around 50 of planes that are currently at Don Scott Field but are parked in the open rather than undercover.
Will the type of plane that can fly in and out of Don Scott, will that change?
No, that will not change. We can accommodate an extraordinary range of planes at Don Scott Field, from small commercial jets all the way down to individuals' own planes and the student trainers, which again are small single-engine planes.
I understand that one of the runways will be expanded. Can you tell me how that's going to happen and what that means then for air travel?
The aim of the extension of the runway is not to accommodate bigger jets. As I said, very significant sized jets can land there if they need to. The aim of the runway extension is threefold. First of all, safety. If the runways that we currently have are compromised by rain or sleet or snow on the runway, then the larger business jets serving many of the companies in this area can't land at Don Scott Field safely, so they go to Port Columbus. Sorry, John Glenn International. That's not good for the company. Their plane is not where they want it to be. So that is of concern. The second issue is the noise. With a longer runway, in fact, you can approach, particularly if you're landing over Worthington, for example, you can approach from a higher angle. And so that means the flights over Worthington on the longer runway would indeed have a higher flight path, so the noise will be reduced during the landing process. And the third reason, again, goes to our customers. Some of the bigger jets, again, with local companies like Worthington Industries and Advanced Drainage Systems and so on, can't take off with a full load of fuel because the runways are too short, which means if they're going on business to the West Coast, then they have to land somewhere in, say, Nevada or Utah to refuel. And that means we don't sell them the fuel, which is not good for our business, and it means it costs them more time, which is not good for their business.
We know there was some talk about privatization in the last 5 to 10 years. Is that now completely off the table?
No, it is not. The business of the university and the engineering college, of course, is the education of students and research and the creation of new knowledge and so on. And there is a role for an airport in all of those areas. The day-to-day business of landing planes and refueling them and flying them out again is not something that is an area particularly worthy of study and education and so on. So it is still on the table that at the appropriate time we would look at bringing a professional organization in to run what's called the fixed base operations of the airport, the FBO.
Thanks so much for joining me. I've been talking with the Dean of the Ohio State College of Engineering, David Williams, about the renovations for Don Scott Airport. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie.